from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Hey, Matt. Good morning.
It is that time on a Wednesday. We are joined by the Royals skipper, Matt Cotrero, your hometown roofing team, KC-based and female-owned, Century Roofing. CenturyRoofingKC.com, the sponsor of this segment. Matt Cotrero, how are you on this lovely Wednesday morning? I know it might be a little bit better in Minnesota weather-wise here, a little gloomy.
Yeah, it's nice up here. It's been really nice weather. But I got one question. Are they going to go back into that song and do one of those bad, like, dubbed, and says, Bob and Josh want to talk music to you? Or are you going to dub it over and just say, Bob and Dusty?
We may just do the bad dub. And if you just want to say Bob and Dusty, we'll just take that and put it over. And if you could say FM radio as well, because tomorrow we make the switch to 96.5 The Fan. If you would say Bob and Dusty and then FM radio, we'll have Mac put it over the top. And maybe we'll have it for you by the end of this segment.
3, 2, 1, cue. Go ahead.
Bob and Dusty, FM radio. I'd like to hear that in there, just so it's just like an 80s, you know, keyboard thing where you dub over the bad movies.
Yeah. Yeah, like Snakes on a Plane, you know, when they show that on TNT or wherever the case may be. Before we jump into some baseball, Dusty's thrown out the first pitch Monday, okay?
Yeah.
I've had the opportunity to do that. I'm sure you've thrown out a first pitch in your life once or
I
twice.
Have not.
You've
I
never
have not.
You've never thrown out a first pitch, like not even at like your old high school or something like that?
No. When would I be there during baseball season?
Well, I mean, like maybe an off day. They're honoring you or something. You get on up there, right?
Yeah.
Jeez.
So,
All right.
So here's what we're going to do. We need advice for Dusty, because I told him, like, when you tow the slab out there and you're looking up at that three-deck stadium, you're probably going to get a little in your pants.
I'm also throwing to my father. Yeah. I'm also throwing the ball to my dad, so I don't want to disappoint my dad at the ripe age of 37, though I'm sure I've done that before. So, yeah, any advice? Do I hype up the crowd? Do I zone in? Do I clear the mechanism like Kevin Costner? What say you?
Aim high. Aim high.
Okay.
Yeah. You don't want to bounce it. You just got to go higher than you think you need to. That's what I would say. Throw it. Try to throw it off the backstop and see if your dad can get up and catch it.
Yeah, that is that. You're absolutely right about that. That's the advice seemingly everybody gives when you're up. Aim high. And when Josh threw it out a couple of years ago, he threw a perfect pitch and I dropped it. Like, he's still mad. He's like, yeah, that's why he retired. I'm like, you dropped my first pitch, man. I'm like, I'm sorry, bro. Like, you know, my glove broke. It was nervous. It was very, very nerve wracking for me.
Jeez. Yeah. Yeah, I've never heard of the guy catching the ball being nervous.
Well, I was. Needless to say, I was getting pulled from a lot of the players in the dugout at that point in time. So,
all right.
So here we sit. Last couple of nights, I think, you know, like, Royals fans are nervous. Like, we're living and dying like it's football season where every game is a determining factor in the season. What's kind of your message right now for fans?
Yeah, the last two nights have not been good. I mean, we got our butts kicked yesterday, you know, tough inning the night before, but we, you know, lose two games. What I would say is, if we had won those two games, the season's not over in the other direction, right? We got 40 something games. This happens every year. It's a playoff race. Very rarely is there a team in the playoff race that just runs away with it and has no adversity to deal with. It's more the nip and tuck. You're going to lose a couple, you're going to win a couple. That's how this goes, and you know, you got to get hot at the right time and string some good games together. These two games certainly haven't been good games for us, but you know, and I've said this a lot, you know, the best part about losing like that at night, there's no blame to go around. Like, the offense didn't do it, the hit pitching didn't do it. Like, there's no blame. We had a bad night as a team. We win as a team, we lose as a team, and the best part is we're back early today to get rid of it, right? Mm-hmm. You got a chance to get out there early today and set the tone and get after them.
Yeah, yeah, and then that is good. You get that day game today, then obviously get a little breather tomorrow before, you know, heading to Cincinnati and taking on the Reds in that series. But I think, too, with, you know, like the living and dying on every pitch like a lot of us are doing right now, you're pretty steady and calm. Like, how do you remain calm, and how can you tell us to remain calm?
Well, that's what I'm saying. Like, okay, so if we had won last night, we don't have anything locked up. We still got to show up today and play this day game the same way we do now, mm-hmm. right? I mean, we have a lot of games left, and it doesn't seem like it, right? It seems like when you're looking at the grand scheme of things, we still have a quarter of the season left, right? So it's
wow, yeah.
There's a lot of good baseball to be played. It takes a day by day approach to stack wins together. You cannot in this game think, all right, if we go this record the rest of the way. You can't do that in this game, because just saying that, you're getting ahead of yourself and missing the opportunity that we have today to be the best we can. And that's how these guys have done it all year.
Obviously, you stated that things haven't gone the way you wanted to go. And, you know, last night, 13-3, the night before, it is what it is. Singer and Lugo on the mound. What do we need to see from Cole Reagans today to really kind of cool down that arsenal that has been the Minnesota lineup?
Unpredictability. I mean, I think that's really what it comes down to, is keeping them off balance. We've gotten them in some advantage counts to our, you know, in our favor. We've gotten ahead of them, haven't been able to put them away. They've done a good job of battling with two strike counts, getting balls in play, and they were aggressive yesterday. Lugo, he throws a ton of strikes. He's around the zone. They were aggressive, and they squared some balls up. And then when they didn't square them up, they found some holes. Like, well, it was a rough night all around for us yesterday. But overall, Cole's got great stuff. He can put away any team. But it's just like we're talking about the day at a time thing. It's a pitch at a time. It's an inning at a time. It's not, all right, we need six, we need seven. Well, we need one hitter at a time and stay focused on that, because you can't get ahead of yourself. It's, you know, with pitching, it's kind of like, you know, when you're an amateur golfer and you think, oh, wow, I birdied the first hole. And then the next thing you know, you got five double bogeys after that because you started counting how good you were for that one hole.
Right. Yep.
Like, in baseball, that's what you got to do. You got to stay on the pitch. You can only throw one pitch at a time. And if that's not a good one, you got to refocus and go to the next one.
It sounds easier said than done, though, Q. Like, you know, like, wipe it away. Like, I know when, you know, the pitching coaches go out to the mound, it seems like now, no matter what broadcast and what game you're watching of baseball, when the pitching coach goes out to the mound, the announcers all seemingly say the same thing now, trying to get him to focus on the next pitch and not what happened there in that moment. You try to get him to focus on the next pitch. How do you do that? How do you convey that message?
Well, think about, it is easier said than done, but think about how many years of practice these guys have in that, right? It's not just this game that they're all of a sudden, oh, wow, I never thought of that, right? They have years and years of little league, high school, college, pro ball, minor leagues, whatever, big leagues, to have practiced this and stay in the moment. And then there's other, you know, the mental side of the game, the techniques they use, the breathing techniques, the refocusing, all those kinds of things that they practice these things. It's not like all of a sudden they just showed up today and we're going to ask some stranger to go try to pitch well against the Twins. Cole Reagans is an accomplished professional athlete who has worked on his craft over and over and over again. Now, he's not a finished product. No one ever is in any walk of life, but it's not something that's foreign to him to have to deal with giving up a homer and then getting back in it. Every player that's ever played this game has to work at that, and these guys are doing the best they can at it.
You know, you mentioned strangers pitching. That guy yesterday, Zebby Matthews, we thought that was Denny's son for a while. We weren't too sure. That guy was kind of a stranger, but it seems like strangers as pitchers always do well against the first lineup that they face. Like, there's no book on these guys. What's it like to face somebody who you really don't know that much about that's never pitched in the big leagues before?
I mean, I think that's a recency bias thing. Like, it's not always – I mean, we faced the guy from the Astros this year, and he didn't get out of the first. You know, I mean, so it goes both ways. They're not all smooth sailing. When it does go against you, you think, oh, man, that always happens. But it's just not the case. But that guy last night has good stuff. I mean, he's mid to upper 90s. We knew from his minor league career he doesn't walk anyone. He throws a ton of strikes. And he throws a lot of pitches that are strike to ball, meaning they look really good, and at the last minute, they're just off the plate. I mean, when you command the ball like he does, you have to respect the fact that he's going to be in or around the zone, and he gets you in swing mode, and his stuff is good enough velocity and movement-wise to be really competitive.
Bobby's arm okay? I know that there was a day-to-day announcement and the injury of the fastball that hit him in the upper area of the arm. I assume everything's fine. He had a hit last night, played shortstop. Everything's going well?
Yeah. He's fine. He was the one, you know, they got him a scan right after the game two nights ago, and he was, when he heard the results of it, he was the one that popped his head in my office with a big smile and a thumbs up. So he was ready to go.
Yeah, that sounded like, for where it hit him on the arm, Q, like, I'm like, I haven't heard that. That's usually when it hits the wrist or stuff. That was a loud boom when it hit him.
Well, and they also have the guards on their elbows, too. Sometimes that helps with the sound a little bit.
But, yeah.
You know, it got him in the bicep and then the forearm, so... You know, usually you get one or the other. It got both. So the bicep part, I think, hit the nerve a little to cause the numbness, and the forearm, you know, more bone there. So that's where the actual, like, swelling or pain came from. But he felt fine.
Before we get into your favorite baseball card game, Q, I have two questions. One, what are you feeding Kyle Isbell over the last few weeks? And then also, how's everything going for Alec Marsh down in the AAA organization?
Well, Izzy was battling through some pain, aches and pains for a couple weeks that kind of messed with his feel, his mechanics a little bit. And now getting back to where he feels better physically, is able to do the things he was doing prior to that when he was on a pretty good run as well. So he's doing some nice work in the cage and approach wise to use the whole field and stay in his legs and all those kinds of things that help him out. And all returns so far have been really good on Marsh. Like, just we've cut back his innings a little bit just to try to freshen him up a little bit and focus on the little things that he needs to get back to. And so far, so good.
Yeah, good news. Good news out of that, because I think he's going to be a big part of you guys going down the stretch. I mean, he's been a really nice player since spring training for you guys, and you're kind of counting on him, right, down the stretch?
I agree. Yeah, I mean. We have to focus sometimes on where we are now compared to where we were a year ago. And the progress that Marshy's made from coming up mid-season last year to how he did the rest of the year through the offseason and where we are now, he's made tremendous strides. And he is, not only for this year, but the future, a big part of what we're doing.
All right, we're going to do the baseball card game, and then we've got the song with the new edits in it. Even though Brock from the old number fives texted me, he's going to record a brand new song. We might like the one with you voicing it over better. We'll have to decide and see. But right now, I am holding in my hand a 1989 Topps featuring Tom Herr.
Phillies.
No, Minnesota Twins.
Ugh.
All right, I've got a 1988 score, Tony Armas.
88. I'm going to go with the Red Sox.
No, Angels.
Angels, all right. I knew it was one of the two.
Yeah,
I didn't know where he left.
Like the year after he left the Red Sox. And then finally, I'm going to look at a 1989 Fleer, Mike Bielecki.
I'm not going to get that one.
Nah.
Padres.
Cubs. Cubs. So not a good one, but let's see how the song sounds. Mac, hit it.
Hey, Mac. Good morning. How do you do? Hey, Mac. Just want to talk about the boys in blue. Hey, Mac. How's Kansas City? Have you tried the barbecue? Hey, Mac. What's new in the clubhouse? The bullpen and the lineup.
Bob and Dusty.
Hey, Matt, what do you think of Slugger?
FM.
Radio.
You guys are winning 15 to 1 today, baby. 15 to 1, I'm calling you. You won on my birthday. You're going to win today because you created a new song. Coach, go knock them dead in Minnesota.
All right, that's good. See you guys.
We'll talk to you on FM next week, Skip. And we'll see you on Monday out at the ball game.
That's awesome. Well done, Mac.
Good job.
Well done. That's funny. Well done. Well done. Love to hear it. Love to see it. Mac McCrary, like, of course, is sponsored by your hometown roofing team, KC based and female owned Century Roofing. CenturyRoofingKC.com.
That is fantastic.
Bob and Dusty.
FM.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, man.
From the mind of a 2 foot tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
That's great.
That's perfect. Are good, yeah.
From the mind of a 2 foot tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.